Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
I'm Stephanie J. Block.
And I'm Mary Lee Fairbanks.
And we host Stages Podcast.
Binge close to 100 episodes.
Hear the inside stories from backstage and behind the scenes as we go beyond the resume and into the heart of creativity and what it really takes to be in the business of show business.
Don't miss our chats with this season's Tony nominees. If you love theater and entertainment, you are going to love Stages Podcast.
Subscribe to Stages Podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts and visit us at stagespodcast.net.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. To all you kids at home, just freeze your eggs now.
And with that, welcome into another episode of Calm Down Podcast. I am going to say, though, Aaron, that is a good point. My sister told me back when I was, I think, 27, and I didn't listen, shocker, that I should have froze my eggs way back then. I was like, oh, I have plenty of time. She's like, it's not about the time. It's about that you get 27-year-old eggs versus my now 39-year-old eggs. Anyways, hi, everyone. For those of you just joining us, Erin has been incredible about her journey through infertility. And I am always reminded, as I am daily, that I need to do another round of freezing myself. So I'm going to check in on my girl. I know we just got back from an appointment. How's everything going? What do you want to share?
Everything's good. I was telling Jarrett last night, so I'm on day 7 of drugs, which, look, I'm 43. I'm proud of my body.
You should be. Your body's great.
Thanks. Said lovingly. I'm proud of what it's been able to do and produce. But like everybody's been asking, how are you feeling? How are you feeling? And this is my 7th time on this IVF journey. And I've been feeling okay. But last night, we had dinner. We went to walk the dog. And before we walked the dog, I did my shots. And then I just wasn't in the mood. These last couple nights, I've been like, yes, let's do it. We're going to get this right. It's about, you know, our last shot. We're going to do this. And I was just like, my stomach's bruised. There was really nowhere to poke myself. You know, Jarrett's sitting in the hallway because he is not really too pumped about the whole thing. But he's like, I'm here if you need me.
Not pumped about needles, not the process, the needle part.
Right, yeah. Right. He's not pumped about like watching his wife stab herself. So right. I just said, I'm done and I'll go walk the dog with you. And he goes, you don't have to. And I said, no, I'm fine. And then I went upstairs and I just started to cry.
Aww.
And I was like, but this is it. This is what I was telling him. I came downstairs. He goes, you okay? And I said, yeah. And then this is what I thought about when I was coming down. I was like, this is what I'm going to let you know about right now. I'm hormonal. This is like if you drink way too much and you actually either are not fighting or crying when you drink way too much. And you're like, okay, this is the alcohol. I just need to like sleep this off or let this get out of me.
Yeah.
And yeah.
That's it's how not how you really feel. It is you're being impacted. You're putting hormones in your body. Of course, you're going to be
a shitload, by the way. Like, so many. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That burn.
You're doing great, sweetie. You're doing great. And by
you're
the way,
doing you, great,
you couldn't have a better partner for that because no one's more understanding or loving than Jarrett, that little smush face.
But this is the thing. For anyone that's not done IVF, do it. Get it done. Ask for it for a Christmas present. Ask for a birthday present. Get it over with.
All the presents. Flag all Day, presents. Arbor Day. I mean, any holiday, do it.
Because not only, and I will say this, are you pumping hormones into yourself to produce eggs at a rapid pace? You are also told, stay off coffee. So I had decaf. No drinking. Those are my two favorite things. Then they take the third favorite thing away from you, working out. So you no coffee, no alcohol, no working out. Then you are pumping all this crap into your body. It's really not fair. And then you have to understand, as you've done it before, Krissa, you've got a ton of paperwork. You're getting poked and prodded, blood every single day. Well, then you have to deal with, it's really expensive. So I just got a call as we speak from a pharmacy that was going to send me the drugs that I have to inject tonight because they change every single day. And she said, okay, well, your prescription should show up anywhere from 6 to 11. And I was like, well, why would I pay $800 for the prescription if I have to inject it by 8 o'clock and you're telling me it may not come to 11? Well, I've been trying to call you all day. I'm sorry. I've been on calls. Like, and she goes, well, you can always pay more. And I said, that's what I was waiting for. Mm-hmm. I knew if I waved my magic Amex. Anyways, I'm just saying it's a lot of shit when you're on hormones and you can't even drink.
Well, first of all, I will
Shelby,
say
Shelby, have
this.
Your juice. I'm going to have some green juice.
Yeah,
now.
Shelby, you have all the juice. And I'm thinking, because again, you are more by the book. Part of our friendship and what we've talked about on this podcast is you have gotten a little bit more, you've went rogue. More in your later years of our friendship than you did early on. Early on, you and I, I was trying to introduce you to things you would have, and none of it. You were giving me stop signs left and right. You were like, nope, nope, nope. So you've opened up to more things. That said, you're a gal who reads the instructions. I still don't read the instructions, which is my fault, which is why when I froze my eggs, I only got 6 eggs of the 17
follicles. No, that's not your fault.
Again, we might lose an audience here of men, but men, I'm telling you, you want to hear this because you need to advocate for the woman in your life, whether it's a sister, it's a girlfriend, a friend, whatever, because then we just alleviate a lot of the stress. But anyways, I drank coffee, I drank alcohol, and I worked out the last time I did it. So I am now going to not throw money away and do it the right way the next time. But I love you. Again, I'm proud of you and your...
Oh, please. I've been wasted before doing this. Right. Like, I'm kind of like, this is our last shot at it. So I'm trying to be really good. I'm drinking the olive oil. I'm drinking Shelby's green juice. I'm drinking the bone broth. But it's like, what I think would help me is drinking a whole bottle of Cab Sav. You know, like I just give me all the alcohol to calm me the frick down.
Calm down, Erin. Oh. You don't need to calm down. You're doing all the things right. Okay, so this week has been very busy, obviously, for you mentally, physically, emotionally, all of the things. But have we mixed in other activities that you're enjoying, or are you being like...
I can't really do much. I will say, along with my hormones being a little high yesterday, I just felt super tired. So I thought I would check in with my good friends, the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Sure.
And I will tell you, we're not going to lose the guys right now. Jarrett came home from golfing and he actually sat down and watched it because the whole thing is with Erica Jane and her husband and the legal battles. Was she hiding money? Was she not hiding money? That whole thing. I mean, this guy sat there and he goes, so is the next episode right now? And I said, no, it's airing this week. Like, well, so we can't watch it now? I'm like, this guy, he watched White Lotus with me. I didn't see the ending, so don't tell me if you saw it.
I haven't seen the last episode either. Don't tell me. No. Yeah.
We are, I think, 4 episodes in. It's so weird. It's like
it
a weird vibe, huh?
Okay, so we were sitting in your kitchen in Montana talking to your girlfriend, Sam, and she was saying, you guys have to watch this show, White Lotus. So I went home and watched it. And again, I'm on like I'm on episode 4, right? Are there 5 or 6? Whatever. There's one more left. And it's each episode, I'm like, is it going to get better? But it's interesting enough for me to stay intrigued, but I don't know. I'm a little lost.
Not only this, my sister has, because I was saying that to her after episodes 1 and 2, I was like, wait, everybody's obsessed with this. What am I missing? And my sister's like, oh my God, I've already watched it 2 times through and I'm listening to the soundtrack on Spotify. So
of course,
Kendra
Jarrett
looked at me and he goes,
she's so cute.
Your sister has watched this twice already? And I go, is that dark humor? Like, what's the humor?
Well, and I'm somebody who prides myself on being a humor connoisseur. I'm missing something. And I think that, you know, even, what's her name? I actually text Sam asking her name. She was Stifler's mom.
Jennifer Pauly.
Whatever it is, I'm like,
great actress.
She's such a great actress. I want to smack her in this role because she's so annoying in that voice.
Oh, I've got my mom's ashes. Hi. She's so good, though. That's exactly what Jared said. He goes, that's Stifler's mom.
Impersonations again. I'll take impersonations for 500. Thanks, Alex.
Jennifer Coolidge. Angel. Thanks, Scott.
Oh, there we go. But yeah, she bugs in this role. I'm like, get spit it out. And then how about when they're on the boat and that couple's like trying to be like a couple and she's like, hey guys, want to have a drink? And like the whole thing, she's just a weirdo. But
the concierge guy's great. He's funny.
Wait, can't we? Doesn't it come out on Sunday nights?
It was just on. The finale was last night.
Oh, great. I know what I'm doing tonight. Settle in, kids, because we got, well, if you're Kendra, 2 hours of fun. We'll watch it twice. Okay, I'm gonna tell you what happened to me yesterday that I have not told you about.
Go.
So a girlfriend of mine, her son, Liam, he's moving to New York. We're so excited for him. He graduated high school a couple years ago, but he's just been hanging out in LA, and then he's decided to make this move to New York. So she's having a going away party for him yesterday. And she was like, I don't know how to like decorate this backyard area of mine. I'm like, okay, I got you.
You do.
I went to Target, obviously, bought all of these mats, like all these different things, like different rugs to lay down. Here's a tip, everyone. If you're having an outdoor party and there's concrete, bring in outdoor rugs. It will soften the area. It's just it adds a whole vibe. And also
bring outdoor rugs. Okay.
Outdoor rugs. Like anytime you're having a party outside that's not on grass, even on grass, but like specifically on concrete or any kind of flooring, add rugs. So I have all these rugs. I've got a full cart in Target. Well, Target on a Sunday was packed. So I have the car. I'm walking. My car is parked. The North 40, as my mom likes to say. Like, wait. Am I sweating? No, good. Oh, it's hot in here. Okay. Pushing the shopping cart. All of a sudden, the cart locks up. It's a safety thing. Like, they don't want, like, you know, people to steal the shopping carts. And I'm like, son of a bitch. I'm so far away from my car still. So now I'm in a conundrum. I'm far enough away from the store where, like, I can't push it back. I don't want to push it back. But now I'm stuck in the middle. So I'm like, you know what? It's fine. I'm going to go get the car and I'm going to drive the car over and then load up the cart. Okay. So the cart is now just a static cart in the middle of a parking lot. I go and get my car. I'm driving back. I am seeing two individuals have pulled up their car, opened up the back of the vehicle, and they're throwing my items in their car. I was I go, no, I'm screaming out the window because I see them from far. That's my stuff. And then they like freeze like this. And I race up to them and I'm like, you guys, that's my stuff. They're like, oh, sorry. We just thought someone left it. What? Okay. I get it. If the cart was there for a long time. I mean, it was maybe a total of like 2 minutes. And people start jacking my stuff. Man, shit was about to go down the Target parking lot, but I acted fast.
They just so happened to need outdoor rugs?
I think they needed anything. And I was like, that's my shit.
Oh, they were stealing it.
Yes.
What was I thinking? I'm sorry. God, where have I been? I blame the hormones.
No, I'm not a good storyteller then if you're not following along. Are you following along? Write this down. But yeah,
write this
stealing
down.
The stuff.
Shoot. But you got it all?
Oh, I caught them. Crime Stopper. Action 4 News. News at 11. Weather at 11.
Hey, there's this phenomenon that's going on. And because I can't really do
it. Is it your
anything.
Hair? Because that's also something to talk about. That is quite luxurious.
Oh, God. Thanks.
I have such hair envy with you now that it's all real.
Thanks. Wait, yours looks good. Is yours? Did you add... Take out? What did you do?
No, I still have those individuals on the side. The only reason it probably looks good or better is because I actually have a light today. You know, this is location 75 I've been in with the podcast. But anyways, you were saying phenomenon.
Keep it going.
So what's
so
the,
there's
what's
a
the
whole
phenomenon
right now of, but because I was part of this world, I kind of get it. And I love that it's become a thing. This Southern School Rush. All these girls, you're not going to be into this. Alabama,
no, I'm already out.
They had like, they filmed like their whole sorority rush. And Justin Anderson, who speaking of hair, did my hair when he was here in LA. His Instagram account is super hilarious. And he follows all these girls and he just doesn't understand the world of like rush, the South.
Because he lives in Nashville now, right?
Well, now he does. Yeah. And so he started like following certain girls and saying, she's my favorite. And it's like, look, I was in a sorority in the South. It is a full thing. Like it's a situation.
Is it a show?
It's a show, but it's like, whatever. It's fun. But they like take it to another level with all these TikToks and the song and dances. Well, Justin on he like his Instagram starts talking about Nick Saban or something and says it wrong. Well, all then all these Alabama like sorority girls come after him. And he's like, listen, you guys,
you
like,
came after him.
Well, I did. I said, listen, don't do that again. Text me. And if you need to know anything, sorority, SEC, Nick Saban, it's going to be the name of my, you know, first kid. Like, right. We're fine. I gotcha. But now he's following old Mrs. Rush.
Oh,
and
my God.
I was texting him and I was like, so just letting you know, they breed Miss Americas at that school. They're very pretty. Eli Manning, that already went over his head. But yeah, I'm like fully involved. And because I have a college clothing line, I want to get Wear College NCAA on all these girls. It's hilarious.
Oh, well, first
Scott,
of all,
by the way, I know you're listening, but get on that.
You should. Also, your new line is out.
Ish, yeah.
Yeah, right? Yeah. When do you guys do a full rollout of all of that?
I mean, it's basically out on Fanatics for the NFL, but we'll don't worry. We'll be getting your gifting soon.
No, I want to buy it. Kathy and I, my mother, she's really looking forward to the new line. She gets all excited. She was asking me about it. I was up in Seattle selling cars, Kias, Mazdas, Chevrolets, you know, the whole thing. We inquired a new
dealership. Give us some of your script right now that you do for your dad.
Oh, that's not a problem. I thought you would never ask. We're just off I-405, exit 18 in Kirkland. You know, that's just the directions. That's a little jingle at the end. But you want to get a Mazda MX-6? That's not a problem. It doesn't matter which side of the mountain you're on. Every time's a good time to stop into Lee Johnson Chevrolet. And half the sweater had a University of Washington and half it had a cougar on it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I'll say anything. Wait, what else was I going to say to you?
So the dealership's last name isn't Thompson. It's Lee Johnson.
No, so it's Lee Johnson. So the Johnson family, my dad used to work at that dealership. The Johnson, they've been around for 83 years. You've got a friend in the car business, Aaron. It's the LJ way. Anyways, enough about me. So come on down. No credit, no problem.
But
they've been around for 83 years. And so my dad bought into the dealership and then with the brothers, Todd. And then now he sold his part of the business and I'm still doing the commercials. Happy to do it. I finally said to them, you guys, I feel like I should be on like the used car lot. I've been doing these commercials for 10 plus years. We need to get the younger model in here.
No, it's obviously working if you guys are selling the product. You know what I mean?
They are. We're pushing. You can't buy. You actually, it's a really difficult time to buy the car. You do want a friend in the car business right now. A fun fact, not so fun if you want a car, because of all of the chips that were used in the in computers.
Yes.
And
yes.
For all these laptops and the like, you know, work from home, school from home, all of those microchips usually go in a car. The car shortage is happening because of what happened in COVID. So if you have a car right now and you want to sell it, just stop into the used dealership, Lee Johnson Chevrolet, and you'll get a lot of money for your trade-in. But again, enough about me. So,
wait, what does your dad say about every car? Hold on. What does your dad say about every car now going to go electric? This is a whole thing, Jarrett, like brought to the table the other night.
Oh, yeah. No, it's actually part. It's like a government emission. And there's a huge tax break for car dealerships when they turn over all of these gas powered cars to electric powered cars, because you get a huge write off for it because they need to convert it all over. I don't know what the year is, 2026, something, where your inventory has to be a certain percentage of electric cars, which is good.
Got it. Yeah, for sure.
I went to a Mariners game.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
Oh, my God. First time I've been to a Mariners game. How's that? Mariners losers, you guys. I'm so upset. I'm really upset. Seattle's such a great sports town. And the last time we won anything was an AL West championship, which was in 2001. It has been 20 years since we won a division title. That's it. We're the only team that's never won a World Series. It's so upsetting. And it, oh, you know who was there? Ken Griffey Jr., my favorite player of all time.
Yeah.
Class act that he is.
Yeah. Did you talk to him?
No, he was up in the suite. They were just doing like he was on the Jumbotron, like waving or whatever. But yeah, and really, it's really upsetting. I want them to be good. Look, we lost our basketball team. And that's like the Mariners, the lone baseball team that has never won a championship. Get on it.
What's the story with that? Why? Not good? Oh, bad ownership? What's happening?
We need to spend money. Look at the Dodgers. I mean, look at that. That Dodgers team, I'm fucking loaded. They'll go out and write a check for anything. Open up the checkbook.
I'm excited for the hockey team going there.
I know, the Kraken.
It's going to be a
lot
of fun.
What does Jared say about that?
He's so excited because the minor league team is going to be in Palm Springs, so he can go golf when he goes and checks
up on them.
What
a guy. Well, we're going to take a break because apparently we need to get into a B block and pay some bills. Not with your Amex. with Calm Down's bank credit card. We'll be right back with more Calm Down after this. Just off the I-405, exit 18 in Kirkland.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Erin.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jennifer, what did you come? Coolidge? That's who you came to?
I've got
one more episode.
Shit. Okay, so this morning, hi, we're continuing our chat about White Lotus. I finished them this morning.
Okay. It gets good. The second to last episode, we're hooked now.
I thought that I was on the last episode, and then I was like, that's how it ends. And then it does the little like picture in picture, and it says next episode, and I saw that there's another one. I was like, yeah. It ends in dramatic fashion.
Jared keeps saying the music in it. I like the part where it's like, like with those girls where it's like,
I almost text you this morning because I got up at freaking 6 o'clock to let these dogs out. Don't worry, because I was awakened by the smell of dog shit. So my dogs are not unlike yours. I know that you've been very open that the dog, how he gets to go anywhere and everywhere in your house. I can't do the dog in the bed thing. I can't do it.
Yeah, like, that's okay.
Yeah, to each its own. But
don't listen to Auntie Carissa, Howie.
Meanwhile, Daisy's happy, just happy to be over here because after what? Oh, it's not her fault. It was Willis this time. So Daisy, as we know, she has stomach issues. Poor little thing. But last night I was awakened, the smell of dog shit, because Willis was pacing back and forth. And I was like, is he have really bad gas? Like he came upstairs. He can sleep on the floor. I allow that, but not in the bed. Fine. pacing back and forth. I got up. I let him out. I was like, what is it? He must have gas or something. Fast forward to this morning, I was awakened all over the white rug at the top of my stairs. Just Ace Ventura, shit everywhere. All over that. There was splatter that happened that's up on the pink couch. I was scrubbing this morning and I was like, what am I scrubbing for? I'm throwing this rug away. Almost every rug in my house has been ruined now. So that's what I was awakened to. So I was like, well, I know. And then I was like, I can't get mad. They're dogs. It happens. It's an accident. So I'm schlepping the 8x10 rug out down the stairs. It was a whole dramatic thing. I almost went on the Calm Down podcast and I was like, no one cares about this, but here we are talking about it on the episode. Wait, what was I saying before that? Oh, so I'm awake because I've just been
White Lotus. Yeah.
Right. Scrubbing. And I almost text you because when you said that Kendra downloaded the soundtrack, the music doesn't even make any sense to me. What is she listening to?
I don't know. She said she listens to it. I almost listened to it today when I was writing emails, but then I was like, I need to pay attention to these emails. I'm going to listen to it after you call me with some dirt. And then I'm going to listen to it while I'm running errands. And I'm going to tell you a freaking errand I have to run. And I'm so pissed about it. And I feel like I've been labeled and judged.
Wait, hold on. Is it weird when you say running errands because your name's Aaron? Like, do you stop yourself?
Kind of.
I would just
the D is silent, you know?
No, I know. But as you were saying it, I was like, I wonder if she thinks about that. No, she doesn't. Okay, go. What do you have? Dog poop?
No, I'm sorry about the splatter. I mean, that's a really tough word, by the way. Splatter?
It was.
Kurt loves it. Splatter.
It was. Oof. It was like a hazmat suit experience. And as I'm cleaning it, I'm like, why am I trying to save this? This is not. Okay, anyways, go ahead.
What was wrong with his tummy?
I don't know. It was probably my fault because he's on this med. You know, my dog has lupus. Again, yeah, this is the whole, but does he? I have to believe the vet. The vet tells me I have something. I can't be like, hey, I'm not going to buy that medicine for the dog for the rest of my life. The vet is the ultimate scam, I think, because they could say that the dog has anything and I have to buy the medicine. I'm not kidding.
I believe it.
Because what am I going to do? Say, oh, you're lying? Probably is. Meanwhile, now I have to schlep my ass to Walgreens every other week for a refill on the lupus medicine. Does he have lupus? Does he not have lupus? I don't know. Do I need to take him to another vet to check out? I know. Anyways.
Does lupus cause you to splatter walls? Do we know that or no?
No, I tried to look it up and I know it's an autoimmune thing, but it's maybe the medicine's making his stomach upset. But if I don't give him the medicine and if he dies of lupus, then I'm never going to forgive myself. I mean, it's just a whole thing. I'll deal with buying a new rug. Willis, just stay with us, okay? Stay with us. Viewers and listeners, stay with us. Aaron's got a good story.
Stay with us. What do you got? Well, maybe I could go pick up a new rug for you while I'm going to run errands. I have several boxes that I had sent to me of clothes because I was trying to figure out what the heck I was going to wear in Canton for the game. Girl put on a couple of LBs being in Montana, eating tater tots and fried cauliflower, whatever. I was just looking for some new options. So I just went and called the place that I'm sending them back to. I swear to God, cue the Seinfeld or the Curb Your Enthusiasm soundtrack. That's a soundtrack. Yes. This is such a Seinfeld moment. So I called and I said, hey, you guys didn't put a return label inside the box. So I wanted to know if you could email me one and I'd print it out. And they're like, yes, ma'am. We're no longer sending you return labels. Oh, okay. Why? I've been diagnosed with high return syndrome. And I said,
what is that?
I'm not feeling any symptoms at this moment. I'm a little bitchy on these hormones, but what would high return risk? I'm a high return risk. What does a high return risk mean? Well, ma'am, you return a lot of stuff when you buy it. We're no longer paying for your shipping. You are judging me. Yes, I do. You know what I do? I buy a small and a medium because you know what? I don't know how those pants are going to fit my ass that day. I buy a small and medium because sometimes shit runs small. I run a clothing line. I know. So don't label me high return risk. I mean, I am offended.
Okay, first of all, let's back up. Are you willing to call out?
Is it contagious?
Are you willing to call out this individual store or website or whatever?
I'm not, because I like them. But then okay. she said, I have a chance if I stop returning my points. It's like fucking Uber. It's like my points go down. And so then I'll start getting my label in the goddamn box. Are you, who knew? What? I'm being judged for returning?
I didn't know that that's
my
a
husband's
thing.
On my ass because I usually don't return and I'm eating up the money because I'm too lazy. Now I'm being proactive.
Solution. I need that. But because you miss the 14-day window. My favorite is you either miss the 14-day window. I'm always there on the 15th day. Ooh, just missed it. Yeah, yesterday was the deadline. Or, no, this is exchange only. Okay, well, I don't need a $4,000 credit to the little boutique in San Diego. I'm never fucking coming back down here again. So you're going to give me a gift card? Oh, we can give you a gift card. Okay, I'm going to lose the gift card. Between the store and the car, I'm
going to
put the gift card somewhere, and then I don't know where the gift card went. But I can't believe that this is a thing. I've never heard of that. And this is a gal that's worked in retail. I worked in Nordstrom's, and Nordstrom's policy was always you can return anything, anytime. There would be broads that would bring in clothes that I knew for a fact. There was a fucking label, excuse my language, mom, from Macy's on one of the dresses that this chick tried to return when I was working in the TBD section. And she's like, I bought it here. I'm like, well, it says Macy's. But again, you have to return it because Nordstrom's policy is return everything. But what the, I've never heard that you can, that you're a, what are we calling it? You're a high risk returner.
High risk return. I mean,
oh my God.
What are the symptoms? You develop a third eye, you get cystic acne. I mean, are you fucking
you
insane?
Shit your pants? No, I'm kidding. Don't say that. Don't say that. Willis, I'll do anything for my dog. But oh my God, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Well, I know. I mean, it's a big problem I'm having. I mean, wow, I have to pay for shipping. But it's just
no,
don't
of course. All
judge
of
me for buying a small and a medium and then sending one back. I don't know what my size is in your pants, ma'am.
Well, again, as you mentioned, you own a clothing line and you would never do such a thing. Where's the Yelp review?
Never.
By the way, I'm on a tear with Yelp reviews. I used to hate.
Oh, you are?
Oh, yeah. By the way, there's not a Yelp review I won't do now. I used to be like, hey, I don't want to download the app. And then we got to like, you know, put in the information. Oh, no. Someone ticks me off. Rove Concepts. I'll call them out right now. I have been in a struggle with this website. You have problems with clothes. I got problems with clients' coffee tables. House and home. There's nothing we won't do for you. You know what? Under promise, over deliver. I got some real issues with this. My poor client in New York was like, I don't want this table. We canceled the table. They charge you for the table. Then she texts me today. She's like, they're here to deliver the table. I said, are you out of your mind? So now I'm spending 3 hours on the phone with Rove Concepts. I don't like you. Your Yelp review is coming and it's definitely going to be a negative one. You know what I mean?
Now, do you have the Yelp review connected to any of your social media or your name? Do you have your name on it?
I don't know. Do I?
Like when you give a bad one, is it like at Carissa Thompson?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm not big on anonymity, so I hope it does connect to me. It doesn't say what it, I don't know.
Can you read us your Yelp review? I mean, are you just getting like your rocks off? What are you doing? You're just like
screaming at them? Oh, I'll tell you, well, actually, oh, it does say Carissa T. Hey, I'll tell you what, this one's going to take a while for me to write the Rove Concepts Yelp review, but I did write the aforementioned veterinarian. I had a real issue with my previous vet. I obviously have issues with my vet. I wrote a Yelp review. They were so rude to me. Wait, was no Wi-Fi in here? Am I in Montana? What's going on here? As soon as I pull it up, I'll put it on our social. This was a doozy. I went in on this vet. I said, oh, forget it. That's what actually snowballed my interest in Yelp because I was so angry about them overcharging me. Oh, yeah, there it is. Shane's Veterinarian Clinic. That's the one.
What'd you write there?
Oh, what didn't I write there? This was the worst vet I've ever been to. They quoted wrong appointment times, made both of my dogs wait to be looked at when my dogs were clearly in a bad state. One with excessive itching, the other with a big cut on his nose. Service was terrible, not friendly, and I wouldn't recommend anyone go there. And I am the least critical person. I wrote that. I wrote I'm the least critical person.
Is your name on it?
Oh, yeah. Carissa T. And I said, and I'm the least critical person. So this takes a lot for me to write this, but I am shocked at how bad my experience was here. Yep. There it is.
Hey, do you want to read a bad review someone wrote about us? I saw this a couple weeks ago.
That's
do you want to see this?
Please. Yeah.
Hey, we're taping this, but welcome, Scott, to the podcast. So here's a bad review somebody wrote about us. I was checking it out. Yes. Stick to sports. We got 1 star. Lazy and unoriginal. My ass, we are. No, I'm a high risk return. So I'm not lazy and unoriginal. I'm a high risk unreturn.
And you know what? I'm not lazy. I'm writing Yelp reviews. I'm out here in the streets reviewing things. The best part about it is I'm not alone. There's a lot of 1 and 2 stars here. So I'm not feeling, you know.
Well, we got a 1 and I'm going to still read it. I'm still a fan of Aaron's work in sports broadcasting. Perfect. Well, don't be anymore, because if you're going to call me lazy and unoriginal, I don't need you. But highly suggest that anyone who planned on returning to the movie theaters this fall completely avoid the episode with Matt Damon. Why? Because I said spoiler alert when I was like, hey, you know the one part? Dude, get a life. Seriously, a high school student reporter has better journalistic intuition than to outright give away the plot and ending of a yet-to-be-released movie that she's interviewing an A-list actor about. Whatever, comma. I guess that tracks with the lack of any planning or any interesting topics covered on this show before now. Stick to sports, indeed.
Shut up and dribble. I mean, what are we doing here? You know what? Actually, I welcome criticism, okay? So bring it. Let's go. If there's any more of you out there, we take all criticism seriously and then laugh about it.
This is what I want to say. What do you do? And you know what? I'm coming to your work and I'm going to sit there and be like, this sucks.
You are not doing a good job.
Stick to something else.
Hey, how about when people write, you're an idiot, and they use the wrong use of your? And I'm like, yeah, I'll heart that. You know what? Look, as my mom likes to say, Carissa, you don't like everyone, so not everyone should like you. I'm going to tell you who doesn't like me. Shane Veterinarian Clinic and Rogue Concepts. You know what I mean? No, that's fine. Hey, you know what? Anyone's welcome to write a negative review on us. It's not going to keep us down.
I can do a negative review. It's called Twitter or Instagram for me every time I have a game or a show on. It's like, Aaron Andrews, your nose is too big. Aaron Andrews, what a dumb question. Aaron Andrews, you sound like a nails on a chalkboard. Go to hell. So sick of it. Just shut up. You shut up. You come to this football stadium and you try.
Say it to my face. Say it with your chest. I'll say it with my chest. I'm wearing a sports bra. I'll pound this all day. It's like running up against a brick wall. Am I bleeding?
This was a great vent session. It all went wrong when I became a high-risk returner.
Have we been recording? It's fine. I'll tell you.
It's so fine.
You know what, Willis? Oh, he's nowhere to be found. He was upset with my critique of him.
He was going to go work on his splatter.
Baby bear face. Well, this has been cathartic. I'm going to tell Dr. Krausman I don't need his services tomorrow. You know, I had an appointment at 3:00, but I feel like I got it all off my chest. Anyways, Dorothy from New Jersey, thanks for your review.
Dirty Dorothy.
Speaking of splatter. Hey. Love you all. Gotta go.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com.
A new season of Bridgerton is here, and with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix, then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
I'm Stephanie J. Block.
And I'm Mary Lee Fairbanks.
And we host Stages Podcast.
Binge close to 100 episodes.
Hear the inside stories from backstage and behind the scenes as we go beyond the resume and into the heart of creativity and what it really takes to be in the business of show business.
Don't miss our chats with this season's Tony nominees. If you love theater and entertainment, you are going to love Stages Podcast.
Subscribe to Stages Podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts and visit us at stagespodcast.net.